Good afternoon. This is Marcia Gordon. I'm president and CEO of the Business Council of Westchester. We are Westchester County's largest business and professional organization with close to 1,400 members of all shapes and sizes, ranging from our major corporations to our not-for-profits to entrepreneurially owned businesses and very small businesses. And we are in business to help grow business. And we are not live today, but we are on every week on WVOX 1460 talking about business in Westchester County and what's happening and what are the trends and what's going on. And you can always listen live at WVOX1460.com. I'm sorry, I think it's just 1460.com. We will find out completely. And very pleased, we have had this fall a very exciting series sponsored by HSBC. It's our Books to Bank On series. And we've been very fortunate to have several authors of best-selling books speak. And we are very pleased to have Ralph Trombetta here today. He is a managing partner with Value Innovations, and he is here to speaking at this coming Friday, December 2nd, at the Westchester Marriott from 8 to 10, the last of our Books to Bank On series. And we encourage everybody to attend, and I'm sure everyone will want to attend to hear more after you hear him today. Welcome, Ralph.
Oh, thank you, Marcia. It's nice to be here.
And you'll hear that voice, and you'll definitely want to attend. So let's talk about, and I can say I've heard Ralph speak. He spoke at our executive leadership graduation last June, so everyone's in for a real treat. So, Ralph, how did you get involved with Blue Ocean Strategy and the authors Chan Kim and Renee Moborn?
Yes, Marcia, I was very pleased to meet Chan and Renee 6 years ago when I was a partner at a consulting company in Boston. And we were working on a large project for a integrated advertising marketing company in Manhattan. And in the course of that work, they wanted us to help them find some very interesting thought leaders. And it took us around the world. And this was
thought
in the late
leader.
90s.
Wait, I'm yes. thinking about that word. I like
thought
that.
Thought leaders, yes.
What do you mean by a thought leader?
Well, a thought leader would be somebody who is looking at familiar things from a very fresh perspective.
Uh-huh.
And somebody who makes you stop and think.
I like that. You just made me stop and think.
Oh, well,
so you're a thought leader.
Well, Renee and Chan certainly are thought leaders.
Okay.
And so we met them back in the late 90s, and at the time our client decided not to pursue anything that we were recommending, but we thought that Chan and Renee were worth pursuing ourselves. And in fact, we went to Paris, where they are at the business school in INSEAD, and we started it with an intensive seminar with them over 5 years ago, and I've been putting their ideas and actions into practice, both speaking and working with corporations who are interested in these ideas over the past 5 years.
Wow, wow. So what is Blue Ocean Strategy, besides this wonderful book that I have in front of me?
Ah, yes, and you've read it, I know,
absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, really simply stated, Blue Ocean Strategy is about how to create new market space by going beyond competing.
Okay. And what do you mean? Are we going to get to that? What do you mean by going beyond competing? We all worry about our competitors and what are they doing. And we're told by, you know, Stephen Porter and other people, you have to really know what your competition is doing. How do you go beyond competing?
That's a very good question, and the book has plenty of clues. But let me tell you a little story. We talk about the blue ocean as the space where you create new uncontested market space. But to contrast that, let me talk for a minute about red oceans. And if you think about all the industries that are in existence today, the known market space, this is the market space where the industry boundaries are defined and accepted, and the competitive rules of the game are established. This is what we mean by the red oceans. And in the red oceans, companies try to outperform their rivals to grab a greater share of demand. And this is the work that we've been taught in business school for the past 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens in red oceans, as you see in many industries today, products become commodities. And you start to have cutthroat competition in these red oceans. And that's the metaphor, the bloody red ocean.
Uh-huh.
And blue oceans, in contrast, denote all the industries that are not in existence today. the unknown market space that's not tainted by competition because it hasn't been discovered yet. And in a blue ocean, we don't worry about the competition as much as concern ourselves with how to create and stimulate new demand.
Wow. My guest today is Ralph Trombetta. He is the managing partner of Value Innovations, a firm here in Westchester County. And he is here representing a wonderful book and authors Chan Kim and Renee Mo-Born called Blue Ocean Strategy. And Ralph will be speaking this coming Friday, December 2nd, at the last of our Books to Bank On author series at the Westchester Marriott. Now, I want to come back to that, but is this theory, is this way of looking at business new?
That's an excellent question. And I would say that the concept of a blue ocean itself is not new. I think, you know, if you look at the evolution of industries, if we clock back 100 years ago and ask ourselves, what industries exist today that didn't exist at the turn of the century, Marcia? I'm sure you can think of a couple.
Yes, absolutely.
So we can even think of management consulting.
Right.
Automobiles.
Right.
So these
are high-tech, certainly.
High-tech for sure. And these are oceans, blue oceans that have been created. What is new, in fact, is that there has not been a well-developed set of analytical tools and frameworks to teach managers how to go about thinking and creating the blue oceans. And this is the work that Chan Kim and Renee Wellborn have researched for 10 years, and members of their Global Value Innovation Network, like myself and others, have been putting into practice with companies who are interested in this.
Okay. We are on WVOX 1460. We are not live today, but you can listen to us at WVOX.com. And we are talking with Ralph Trombetta, the managing partner with Value Innovations, about a book that's number 11 on the bestseller list, Business Week bestseller list. That's pretty amazing. Called Blue Ocean Strategy. It's a fabulous, fabulous book. So let's think about some of those blue oceans and red oceans. Why is blue ocean strategy imperative, particularly in today's business climate?
That's an excellent question. And I think the reason it is so imperative is that many of the industries that are mature today are really very difficult for companies to get a competitive advantage. And so how can, if you think about the technological advances that have sustained improved productivity, and if you think about the trade barriers between nations and falling and information flowing freely between markets, this is setting up the forces for commoditization.
Mm-hmm.
And commoditization is not necessarily a great place to be, because mm-hmm. when you're in those kind of markets, you have to fight to manage your costs. And you fight and fight and fight. And what happens is, over time, in mature markets, supply overtakes demand. You remember back, Marcia, the economics 101?
That self supply and demand thing, I can never get away from that one.
You can't. We live
it's
it every
like
day.
It's like the Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Exactly.
Keeps on popping up.
It's one of those basic tenets,
I know.
Right?
Yes, yes.
And so when supply overtakes demand in markets, you basically start to have a rapid commoditization. And price wars, shrinking profit margins, and, you know, there's been quite a lot in the press, even with some companies here in Westchester County, about the exodus of jobs to low-cost countries like India and China.
Right.
And this is a result of that.
And, you know, not to plug another book, but it doesn't need plugging, but Tom Friedman certainly talks about that a lot in The World is Flat.
Absolutely.
And I think it all ties in with Blue Ocean Strategy. These books are written all at the same time. What do you see? I mean, why are they all talking about this kind of commoditization and globalization?
I think that they are talking about these commoditization and globalization because these are two global impact issues that we are facing in this country and around the world. And I think, you know, Tom Friedman's book is a very, very good read, and it is a good impetus for why you need to start to think about blue ocean strategy.
So let me ask you a question. I would say that Blue Ocean Strategy is a book that should be on every CEO's nightstand. What do you think about that, and why?
Well, I think that's a wonderful
I thought you would like that idea, Ralph Trombetta.
Well, why? I think, you know, every CEO is trying to figure out how they can grow their businesses, and not just grow their businesses, but grow their businesses profitably. And that's an operative word. And if you think about...
It's good to make money, we say.
It's good to make
money,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is good. Yeah.
Right. I mean, when you make money, it's so much better to be involved with an organization in terms of how to manage it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's you know, we don't have to be picky about it, but you know, that's really what keeps our economy going and our free enterprise system so great and here in the United States, if we want to think big,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And so if you think about it, the long-term solution to creating jobs in companies is to create compelling products and services. And when you can create compelling products and services that people want to buy, and you can create fans, people talk about these products and services. You're familiar, Marcia, with Starbucks, right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, I go all around the world and around the country, and it's amazing to see how people talk about Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And Starbucks, you know, before the coffee industry in the 80s in the United States was an industry in decline.
Yes.
A mature,
everyone was drinking
industry.
Tea. People got into tea and Postum. Ugh.
And that's right.
Yes.
And you also saw General Foods and other companies selling cans of coffee.
Right.
What is Starbucks really selling? Well, yes, they're selling coffee.
But they're selling ambiance
exactly.
And environment. And yes.
It's an experience.
Uh-huh.
And so the long-term solution, I think, is for creating jobs is to create more compelling products. And this is why the Blue Ocean Strategy is so relevant for CEOs. And it really means that moving companies' products and services out of the red ocean into the blue ocean so that this is why I think it's a rising imperative for CEOs and other business leaders to really consider Blue Ocean Strategy.
And I think, you know, I think that this is a book, and I want to go back to Red and Blue Oceans. I know you talked about it before, but it's worth repeating. This is a book that really is a takeaway, will give business leaders very concrete advice and new ways of thinking about their business. But let's just talk once again about how Blue Ocean Strategy fundamentally differs from Red Ocean Strategy.
Yeah, let me try another approach
on
this.
Yeah, okay.
In Red Ocean Strategy, industries that exist today, the structural conditions of the industry are given. And companies choose how to compete and carve out a defensible position. I either compete maybe in a low-cost way, or I compete in a very differentiated way. And this thinking leads companies to think about attractive and unattractive industries. Now, under those conditions, you know, when you have that mental model of the structural conditions as given, you operate a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Blue Ocean Strategy, however, the strategic challenge looks very different, because Blue Ocean strategists recognized that the structure and the boundaries of industries exist only in the minds of managers.
Uh-huh.
The boundaries and structures exist
right.
Only in the minds of managers.
Does that make some sense? It absolutely makes sense, because I think that those companies, it's like the old railroad. If the railroads had thought of themselves as being in the transportation industry instead of the railroad industry, am I on the right track
exactly.
here?
Exactly.
But it was in the minds of those managers that they were in the railroad industry. And so many people that I talk to, even very small businesses, come in and say, this is what I'm going to do. And I said, but what about this? My favorite story is a business that came in, started out with two people. Now she's up to about 400 people. Mm. And she was in the cleaning business. And they got some contracts with some very large clients. And the client said, by the way, do you know anyone who does flagging? I need flaggers for my construction project. And she said, I'm in that business now. And she thought of herself, she was smart enough to think of herself as without those boundaries. Is that kind of what
we
mean?
Yeah,
that's
exactly what we mean. And, you know, one of the cases that I'll be talking about on December 2nd is Cirque du Soleil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another example how, you know, in the circus industry, this is a red ocean.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey being the large circus.
The tigers circus. And the ringleaders
Exactly. And then you have in the city, New York City, the smaller circus, Big Apple.
Yeah.
And you have those in other regions in the U.S. But if you look at Cirque du Soleil, they've reinvented circus. They went beyond circus to a bigger form of entertainment. And they borrowed elements of opera and theater. Mm-hmm. They're not opera and theater, but they've brought those elements into what was traditional circus, and they've changed and reinvented that space. And that is a very, very, very profitable operation over the past 15 years.
Very interesting. So Ralph Trombetta, managing partner of Value Innovations Incorporated, is my guest today. I'm Marcia Gordon, president and CEO of the Business Council of Westchester. We are not live on WVOX, but we are pleased to be here at 1460 AM every Monday talking about business in Westchester County. For people who come to our seminar this Friday on December 2nd, they will be able to walk away perhaps with new ways of thinking about their business, would you say?
I would say yes.
Okay. And thinking about how to be a blue ocean and a red ocean kind of environment, possibly?
Exactly, yes.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
I mean, if they would leave with one idea, I think, in the session that they could take away and actually try to think about and do something with in their businesses, that would be pretty good, don't you think?
I really think so. I really think we'll create a change. Now, is blue ocean strategy applicable to all types of industries? Is it for startups? Is it for incumbents? You know, who is it? This sounds pretty complicated to me.
That's an excellent question, Marcia. And blue ocean strategy applies across all types of industries. It applies to consumer products, goods. It applies to industrial business-to-business environments. We're working now with clients in financial services, in chemicals, in basic metals, in manufacturing, in telecom. So it applies across all industries, and it is equally for startups. Two of our clients in the States here are venture capital-based companies. And then we're working also, yes, with one of the largest phone companies. So it applies to mature and new companies.
Now, when you say we're working with, you are certainly a representative of this wonderful book, Blue Ocean Strategy, which will be available at the seminar on December 2nd. And also on, I'm sure, on Amazon.com and
Absolutely.
All of those.
Yes.
BarnesandNoble.com. But how do you work? Do you take this thinking and bring it through your practice to other companies?
Yes, we do. We do three things in Value Innovation Associates. First, I'm a part-time business management professor at Fordham University.
Cool.
Where I teach in the MBA and EMBA programs.
Uh-huh.
And I do public talks and seminars and keynote speeches like we'll do on December 2nd with you, Marcia. And then we have a practice. I have associates in my practice, and we help companies who are interested in taking these ideas further than just reading the book and actually implementing the blue ocean ideas inside their companies.
Well, I think that's what's so important. You know, so many times you read these, you know, great ideas, but I think what's so important here is that blue ocean is implementable. So how does Blue Ocean Strategy differ in this regard? Sometimes people say in terms of business literature that it's big in ideas but soft on practical solutions.
Yes.
You offer those solutions.
Well, we do. And the book, you know, has quite a number of practical tools and methodologies about how you can create and discover blue oceans. Now, of course, it's one thing to read a book, and it's another thing to actually have the experience in applying the tools. And so one of the values I think that we add, value propositions, is since we've been at this for the last 5 years, we know some of the pitfalls and we know, have the experience of how to actually implement this. The book, though, is full of the practical tools and methodologies. And I think that's what's so exciting about this, because when you think business strategy, you typically think very, very conceptual.
Strategic planning.
Oh, yes.
Sounds so scary, doesn't it?
It does scare
you,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
But you don't scare so easily, Marcia.
No.
But this is very, very, very strategic, yet it is very, very practical.
Uh-huh.
Which I think doesn't always go in the same breath.
Very interesting. Now, this sounds a little risky to me. Blue Ocean Strategy may be perceived as involving high risk. How does the Blue Ocean Strategy address this whole issue of risk? But risk is part of business, isn't it?
It really is. I think, you know, we get in a car in the morning and we have some element of risk, right? So risk is everything we do every day has an element of risk. But I think there is no such thing as a riskless strategy, okay, you know, to be honest, right? But I do think that whether you're in the blue or red ocean, you're going to have some risk. I think what it really comes down to is how to assess the risk and how do I minimize the risk? And if you think about business strategy, we think about it in terms of having six risks. One is the search risk when you're looking for new space. How do I find the space that minimize the search risk?
Another is you don't mean space like physical space. You mean space in the competitive environment.
Market space.
Market space.
New space. New market
Great.
Space.
Great. We got you. Okay.
So that's good. And another risk might be planning risk. How do I take the space that I've discovered and now move forward in that space? Another risk might be the business model or the organization. You know, how do I get the organization to execute? And so if you think about this, the tools and frameworks that we have developed in Blue Ocean Strategy and that we teach our clients are as much about risk minimization as about new business strategies. And we try to help clients minimize those risks.
Can we, my guest today is Ralph Trombetta. He is managing partner of Value Innovations Incorporated. Ralph, where can people reach you if they want more information about all of this?
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you. Well, we have a website, which I would encourage people to come and...
It's a great website.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you so much. And it is Value Innovation Associates, Marshall.
Innovation Associates, absolutely.
But our website is www.viassociates.com, or you could reach us at 914-666-0097.
Okay, 666-0097. So give us some examples, or can you give us some examples of how businesses have figured out where they are in this whole risk thing that you're talking about?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the tools that we have in Blue Ocean Strategy is called the Strategy Canvas. And it's a very visual way to look at strategy. You know, so many times, Marcia, people come to me with their strategies and they're in 5-pound binders.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, here, read our strategy. Well, the Strategy Canvas is a very simple picture.
Uh-huh.
It's on one page.
Uh-huh.
And it visually shows how you're competing today against a set of factors of competition relative to one of your competitors. And we can very quickly, when we work with our clients to draw their strategy canvas, help them draw that, we can see very quickly if they're in the red ocean or in the blue ocean. And that is
very
just one of the tools that we use to help companies move forward.
And once they figure out where they are, then do you help them figure out what to do about that?
Marcia, you asked some excellent questions.
Oh, boy, I must have researched this.
You must
a little
have researched
bit.
This. Yes. We have another tool now called the Six Paths Framework. And that's a framework that helps companies identify six basic approaches to remaking market boundaries. And this is based on the research that Chan, Kim, and Renee Mulborn have done. And, you know, their research says there are six ways that people who have created blue oceans have followed.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this as a tool in our toolkit that we help our clients to understand and more importantly apply so they can minimize the search risk when they're looking for new
uh-huh.
blue oceans.
Very interesting. It sounds like you must have a lot of aha moments with your clients.
It's always exciting to have an
yeah,
aha moment,
yes.
Marcia, you know? And you never know when you're going to have it.
That's what's so great.
And it is great. And, you know, different people will have an aha moment at different times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so exciting.
And they have to have it for themselves.
Everybody has to discover
yes,
that themselves.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, let's talk about the authors, Chan Kim and Renee Mulborn.
Sure.
What is their background? How did they get to all of this?
Well, it's interesting. Chan is Korean, and Renee actually is American with a French last name. And they have been working together for the last 10 to 15 years. Chan actually was in a capacity where he was a teacher to Renee.
Uh-huh.
And they have formed a very special relationship in the sense of academically thinking about these things. And they've worked together for the past, 12 to 15 years. And they really they complement each other so tremendously. And I was actually with Renee a few weeks ago discussing the work that we're doing and
uh-huh.
and learning about some additional research that they're in the process of
doing. And then how did you get involved with representing this book and going all over and talking about it?
Well, it's, you know, it's kind of partly a labor of love and partly a labor of really believing in this. And I, you know, basically, as I said, I met Renee and Chan 5 years ago and was instantly taken by these ideas. And as a result, really started to work with it and realized that these ideas on one level were very simple,
mm-hmm.
but on another level, they really made me think.
Right.
And I love to think. And just having the experience now over the last 5 years with these tools, I haven't been disappointed. And you can tell probably from my discussion that I'm passionate about these ideas.
Well, and that's part of what it takes to be successful. It's everything that it takes to be successful in life, but certainly in business, is to feel passionate about what you do.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that's part of what the Blue Ocean Strategy inspires.
It really does. And, you know, if strategy is just conceptual and cerebral, then it affects the analytical brain. But when it can affect your heart and affect a change and a behavioral change.
Right.
And people wanting to embrace the new strategy and execute and implement it. That's an approach we take, which Chan and Renee call fair process. We engage the entire organization in this process so that it is not just two people sitting off in the ivory tower mm-hmm. conceptualizing the strategy.
Right.
But we
right.
get the best out of the organization.
Very important. My guest this half hour today, talking about business in Westchester County, is Ralph Trombetta, and he is with Value Innovation Associates.
Thank you.
I got it right this time. And he can be reached at
664-666-0097. And please do call us.
And your website?
Website is www.viassociates, the V for Victor, the I for Index, associates.com. Or please feel free to Google me. You can find us if you Google Ralph Trombetta.
Cool. Now, I want to end talking about the book and Blue Ocean Strategy and our seminar this Friday at the Westchester Marriott.
I can hardly wait.
Between 8 to 10 a.m., come at 7:30 and you'll get to meet lots of nice people. And so what are three takeaways executives will get by reading Blue Ocean Strategy or coming to our seminar on Friday?
Well, I think the first is that they'll get an insight into how high-performing companies can get out of the bloody ocean of red competition. The second is I think they'll start to see a new way of thinking about market space and how to discover some new market space. And the third, I think they'll start to understand how overcoming execution hurdles to move beyond the red ocean to the blue ocean by involving the organization in a fair process is a very important aspect of this work.
So there can be no "but I can't do it" type of thing after being involved in the Blue Ocean Strategy. That's something that your company helps people break through.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So it's just very interesting that, you know, that there is this new book that is number 11 on the Business Week bestseller list.
And it's been on the Wall Street Journal Business
Book. Yeah, for how long?
A couple of times, 6 months.
It's quite incredible. And Blue Ocean Strategy, and the authors are Chan Kim and Renee Moborn. And, you know, we have been so fortunate with this Books to Bank On series, sponsored by HSBC, that we've been able to bring authors and people who represent great authors. Believe me, sometimes it's better to have the people who represent who can speak great. So we know you're a great speaker, Ralph.
Thank you.
And here, because we're trying to help our members in our business community see themselves a little bit differently and think strategically. Mm. And I think that this Blue Ocean Strategy is what really fits in with all of that. So if you're interested in attending the seminar this Friday, please visit us online at www.westchesterny.org, or you can call us at 914-948-2110. And I promise you, when you attend, you will leave thinking about your business and possibly your life a little differently, because we all have boundaries in our life, too, about what we can be and can't be.
Exactly. And, you know, we apply this to personal situations as well.
Very, very important. So, again, Ralph Trombetta, if people want to call you or the website one more time.
Okay. The number is 914-666-0097, and you can reach us at www.viassociates.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Ralph, for being here. And
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun, Marcia.
It's always a lot of fun with you, Ralph. And we are very pleased to be on WVOX 1460 every Monday talking about business in Westchester County. Have a great week for business.